LK Mobile.
LK, KO4CC.
So, do you have your new adopted child now with you?
Yeah, we've had him the whole time. We got him when he was when he's 3 hours old and got full custody of him when he was 3 days old. But now all the legal proceedings have gone through, and now he is legally ours.
I misunderstood. I thought you were coming back down to officially take him, but very good. Congratulations. I have an unusual situation. I have an adopted son, but it was done as an adult adoption. He's the one that initiated it, and due to some family circumstances and issues, and he was in South Dakota when he contacted a lawyer here. Believe it or not, there is such a thing, and my wife and I went to family court here in Greenville, and his lawyer spoke, and we kind of explained the situation, and I was granted to be his adopted father, so it's pretty cool. Didn't have to go through all, didn't raise him or anything, but he's legally mine as far as the courts are concerned.
I've heard of adult adoption, but never knew anybody that did it, so that's really cool.
Practice, you know, other than he now calls me dad instead of uncle, and he shows up for a lot of family events now, which is really cool. We really enjoy that, so it was a blessing.
It's a cool story. Thank you for sharing it with me.
Strange world out there. Some of the things we come across, I'm sure you know. But now, did you adopt a little boy or a little girl?
Nicholas Wade.
Is there going to be any family contact?
His biological grandfather, who is my first cousin, just left. His oldest daughter had him. And it was just a bad situation we were helping him out with, and going to give him a chance at life that he wouldn't have otherwise.
Okay, well, see, there we go, another cool story. That's really good. I tell you what, there's a lot of heartache out there, and you can't take care of everything, so you do the best you can with what you've got and who you can help.
And as much as people don't want to admit it, there's still a lot of good in this world. Still a lot of good people out there. We wouldn't have been able to do this adoption if it wasn't for the help of good people. Everything from raising the money to pay for the adoption to, this cabin here. We had to stay for 3 weeks, and with everything going on, we couldn't afford that. So the good Lord provided, for sure.
There's always a way if you get enough people involved like that. That's really cool. Now, do you have other children, too?
No, we don't. This is our only child. We never were able to have kids. Matter of fact, so his adoption went through on the 17th yesterday, and Sunday the 20th is mine and my wife's 23rd anniversary. So I can't think of a better anniversary present.
Congratulations, and happy anniversary. That's really cool. I've got a child. They are going through the same thing, not been able to have children, and it's tough. It's something fairly fresh with them, so I'm seeing it from a different angle, and it's not easy on them.
Yeah, it's definitely a burden. Good Lord knows what He's doing. It might not make sense to us at the time, but it will one of these days. May not be on this side of eternity, but it'll make sense one of these days. KO460.
Right, and Robert, I've enjoyed it. Good to talk to you again, and I don't know, next time you're down here, if you do make it down, give a shout out, and if I'm around, I'll love to say hello again. So congratulations again on the adoption and on the anniversary, and I hope you guys have a great weekend. But I need to get off. I'm getting into traffic and not far from where I need to drop this trailer. So I will hopefully talk to you again. KO4CXD. I believe that is correct, and tell me if I'm wrong. 73 to you, N4ZLK.
ZLK, really, really enjoyed the QSO. Look forward to the next one, and you did get the call sign right. 73, my friend, have a good one. KO4CXD, clear with Monterey.